Well, it really ain't spoiled, but then it gets to where you don't eat it. You just don't eat it.
You want to make sure
that needs throwing out or it needs disposing of.
So. Yeah. What did you say about butter when it got to smelling?
It's getting old.
Uh-huh. Did you say it, any special term to mean that it's getting old?
No, you say that tastes awful old.
Well, what did you call the cheeky part on the hogshead?
Jaw? Jaw? Oh, Jaw.
Jaw?
Oh, Jaw. Jaw, oh, Jaw.
And how about milk when it's just turning sour?
You call it blinky.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it when it's curdled?
What do you call it, clever?
Uh-huh. And how about those curds that you eat?
I don't know.
I think you take
milk. Well, you mean cottage cheese?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. If you take fruit and put a crust around it in a deep dish, you have a special word for that?
Well, you call it, fruit?
Uh-huh.
You call it a pie, don't you? A cobbler?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We call it a cobbler. I like fresh peach cobbler.
Do you put anything on it?
Well, cream.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you, if you've got some ice cream, spread that over. That makes it pretty good. You can take it pretty well.
Oh, you're right. I stopped at Cleveland on the way up here, and that waitress said, oh, we have some pies. We make our own pies. They're very good. And she urged me to try their pie, so I tried one. The pie was good. But the crust, I think, they got from the cobbler next door.
Well, you know, the crust is about half the pie.
Yeah.
I like the crust. It's brittle and soft. And,
yeah.
You know, it's got a flavor to it.
Flaky.
It's like flaky, yeah.
Oh, this was chewy. You could bite it and bend.
Yeah, you take a good crust and in the cobbler and then put your spoonful of ice cream over it, a couple of spoonfuls, and just get a little bit of the ice cream and quite a bit of cobbler.
Yeah.
It ain't hard to take.
No, it isn't. It makes you want to start your meal with that, though.
Yeah.
What do you call stuff that you pour on a pudding?
Sauce?
Uh-huh. And if you eat food between meals, you say you're going to eat a
snack.
And, let's see, if someone comes to your door and he looks hungry, you might ask him, or let's say someone comes to visit you and they get here, oh, maybe 5 o'clock.
Like a cup of coffee?
Or, well, they look kind of tired and kind of hungry, you'd say,
Will you snack with us?
Yeah. What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning and go into the kitchen?
I gently wash my face before I go to the kitchen, and then I put my coffee on and plug it in.
Uh-huh.
And then I put on a little bowl of water and put a couple of eggs in if you want. And then I put the bacon on and start frying.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the jelly and syrup and stuff on the table, get my dishes down. That meat gets just about done, and I break the egg in there myself.
Cook the bacon crisp.
Yeah, when I cook the bacon crisp, I put my toast in the stove, about butter, put in the stove, it's good brown, get that through.
Yeah, I don't think a toaster can compare to a good
toast. I've got a good electric toaster, and my wife don't want anything on hers, and she'd rather have the toaster, but I want mine buttered and put in the stove, and uh-huh. Then it's
good and crisp.
It's just a whole lot better to eat to me.
Yeah, we have two toasters. They're expensive, but they are good. They get one side of the toast brown and the other side sort of yellow.
Yeah.
And they're automatic, so you stop halfway in the cycle and flip them up, turn the toaster on.
Yeah. I've got one sitting on the table right now. She brought the other day and says, it's so hot, we ought to use that toaster. But she's not in there, so I don't. Let's go ahead. She said one day, says, I'd like to have my toasted on both sides. And I said, okay. And when it got a little bit brown, I just turned it over. Let's let it go.
When you're special.